Welcome back to another episode of Call Her Creator, powered by Stan, where we help you make money doing what you love. I'm your host, Caitlin Rhodes, also known as Social Marketing Queen over on Instagram. And today I'm spilling the tea on how I grew my following to 166,000 followers by revealing my exact posting schedule. So I'm going to help you guys learn how to, you know, build content pillars so that you can post on a regular basis and stay consistent and grow your page. I'll go over a Monday through Friday posting schedule with you. We'll talk about what you should do before, during, after you post. And then I'll also go into more detail about where you should be spending your time on the app so that your content gets as much exposure as possible. So sit back and relax and take some notes and let's go over your growth strategy for this year. Okay, so before we get into today's episode, I've got an Instagram update for you guys. So according to Social Media Today, Instagram is testing 3-minute reels. This is really cool feature. We went from 90 seconds to 3 minutes. That's a huge increase for all of us. I know Instagram had been testing this with a bunch of different accounts, but it never really came to fruition. But they even tested 10-minute reels. But I know now that the 3-minute reels are now being tested to a bigger group. So I think it's coming for us. What I was reading from Social Media Today, that's where I get all of my updates, is that longer videos are the trend. We all know this. Over on TikTok, longer videos are actually performing better than shorter videos. So it's a way for the app to broaden user behaviors, provide more content to people to keep them engaged. Longer watch time also means more entertainment. And as social apps move away from the social elements, keeping them interested, keeping people interested is the key for ongoing app growth. So this new update is obviously for Instagram to keep competing with TikTok. But on the other side, the flip side of that, it's also great for us creators because longer video means there's more opportunities for us to run ads and stream ads. So if you're ready to make some money, this update would actually be good for you if you are a creator. Now, in January, Meta reported that Reels consumption is up 20% year over year. So this little feature is going to be good for all of us. I think that we can use these longer minute videos for, you know, more in-depth trainings or maybe tutorials. Really, the sky's the limit when you go from 90 seconds to 3 minutes. So we'll see what all us creators do with this new Instagram update, but I'm excited for it. All right, so I want to shout out DS Bake, who wrote me an amazing review. The headline said, "How is this free?" And just so you know, DS Bake, when I read that, I'm like, crap, am I giving too much away for free? But guess what? I don't gatekeep here, so I'm not gonna change what I'm doing or what I'm teaching you guys because it's actually helping, so let's keep it going. DS Bake said, "I'm new to the Insta creating world, and this podcast has been so incredibly helpful. I bought a 127 ebook, dang, because I thought it would be wise to invest in my education in this area, and I felt like it wasn't even half as good as what I'm learning through this podcast." Yes, let the heavens sing. I love to hear that. I love that I am educating you guys. I'm glad that you are seeing value in my podcast. Please keep listening. Thank you so much, DS Bake. This makes me so excited. All right, so let's get into today's episode. The posting schedule that got me 166,000 followers. This is where I started. This is where I, you know, revamped, optimized, revitalized, and it's where I'm still at today. And so I can't wait to share with you guys this posting schedule Monday through Friday. I'm hoping it will bring clarity to a lot of you who get on this app and just don't really understand, you know, what content you should be posting, what's going to resonate with your audience. So this posting schedule was created with the creator in mind. We need to get on Instagram or TikTok or all these social apps to edutain people. That's educate and entertain them. So how do you do that? Well, I'm going to break it down for you in today's podcast. So what we're going to cover today, two top things that I want to cover. One is your content strategy. We're going to build out your content pillars so you know what to post every day, Monday through Friday. And then we're going to talk about your posting strategy. We'll talk about how many times you should be posting each week, when you should post, how you should post, what you should be doing after you post. All of the goodness is wrapped up in this episode today, so stay tuned. Okay, so let's introduce content pillars. This is my lovely friend, content pillar. He is great for keeping your posting cohesive. He helps save you time because your daily themes are already pre-planned, and he also creates structure for you and your audience. So how does he keep posting cohesive? Your followers, when you start posting with this post schedule, they're going to start looking forward to Tuesdays because they know Tuesdays are try on Tuesdays. How do you save time? Well, you're no longer searching the internet for what to post. You've already got your content pillars and themes in place. So today's Tuesday, we're going to go with, oh, yep, we have Tuesday tip. Okay. See, you already got all your stuff lined up for you. And then how does it create structure? Using content pillars creates a better structure for your post, making it easier for your audience to digest your content. So whether you realize it or not, all of your posting habits kind of work in a psychological way for your followers. I know for me as a consumer, not as a creator, but as a consumer, when I'm scrolling through Instagram, I recognize when so-and-so is posting because of, you know, what her post look like, the template in itself, the content in itself. And that's what I want this content strategy to do for you and your audience. I want them to be able to recognize when Jellybean is posting because they are used to seeing this type of content every Monday, this type of content every Tuesday. They're used to these branding, they're used to this type of Reels theme. So that is what content pillars really do for your strategy. When it comes to posting, there are four things every post should have. One, be attention grabbing. Catch the attention of the reader with an intriguing headline or hook. Two, be interesting. Make him or her interested in your product or your service. Three, tap into their desire. Cultivate that desire to purchase, make them want it, FOMO. And then we have a call to action as your fourth tip, which is obviously get them to DM you or leave a comment or engage somehow by sharing or leaving an emoji, whatever that goes into. But these are the four things that every single post that you post should have. Okay, this is like, I can't believe I'm sharing this stuff with you guys, really, because people pay me for this. But I've kind of got out of that mindset. Like I said earlier in today's episode, I don't gatekeep around here because at the end of the day, and this is like a mindset thing for you guys before we get into this episode, at the end of the day, people are going to listen to you, watch you, and they're going to decide this girl knows her stuff or this girl is a load of crap. Now, if you're always providing value and educating, you know, sometimes you're being salesy, but most of the time you're giving them really good stuff, they're going to start trusting you and you're going to be their go-to when they have this ailment or this pain point. They're going to know to come to you because you know your crap. That's how I get by in this industry as a creator. I don't gatekeep. I make sure that I am always helping people. I want to be the industry expert in social media marketing, especially Instagram. So when you come to my page, when you listen to my podcast, you are going to get true value every single time. So I hope as a creator yourself, if you're listening to this, you know, change that mindset a little bit to where you can understand where I'm coming from and relate to that, because I promise you, when you just start being the expert and providing value, these people are going to come to you. You're going to get in front of the right audience and the right people are going to pay you for your services or your products. First, I'm going to break this up Monday through Friday, and then we'll go into detail on each pillar. Okay. I think that's the easiest way for us to get through this. So Monday is Monday motivation. Post something that's motivating or relatable to your audience. Monday motivation. Tuesday, tip Tuesday. Give a quick tip regarding your service or your product. Wednesday is Wednesday wisdom. Answer a frequently asked question or share some wisdom on a topic in your industry. This is probably my favorite content pillar, and the reason being is because there's a specific format that I want you guys to test using when you're posting about Wednesday wisdom. So we'll get into that in a little bit. Thursday is testimonial Thursday. Share a client testimonial, review, success story, or you can always use some UGC content. Like if someone tagged you in something, you could repost that as well. And then the fifth one, Friday, is behind the scenes. So let's just get into it. Monday motivation. I know some of you are like, oh my God, Caitlin, you're doing the most generic thing ever. But really, Monday motivation is, it doesn't have to be generic. And It was probably my most popular type of content when I was, you know, first starting out as a creator, because I was connecting on a different level with people in my industry and the small business owners that I was trying to reach. I was connecting with them because I was motivating them and inspiring them with a post every Monday to start the week out right. So Motivation Monday can be a branded graphic made from Canva, or it can even be like photos or reel. Like truly, you can use any content type when it comes to Monday motivation. But the key here is, how do you find that motivation to where it's not generic and people aren't turned off, but they're actually inspired? So there's three little keys that you want to remember when you are posting for Monday motivation. Again, this is such good stuff that I'm sharing with you guys. I'm so excited. Okay, so how to find Monday motivation. First, there's two ways you can do this. One, you can go to Pinterest and type in like mental health coach motivation or mental illness motivation, because actually you want to do mental illness motivation, because if you're a coach, you're trying to reach the people that are struggling with mental health. So you would type in mental health motivation and see what pops up on Pinterest and look for the top performing post. Okay. Same with Instagram or TikTok. You can search the hashtag and see what type of posts pop up. Now, the key to this is to choose a post that has already got a lot of traction and engagement and it's popular. What happens here is you're not recreating the wheel. You're using something that has already worked, but you're going to create your own. You're not stealing from other people. You're just going to see it. Maybe it's going to motivate you to give your own little spin on the inspiration. But to be honest with you, a lot of people share popular quotes from people in the past who have like passed on, but I'm thinking like Eleanor Roosevelt, or you know what I'm saying? Like big people that are not here anymore. So it's not like you can get in trouble for copyright or anything like that. Martin Luther King, stuff like that. Like people that have already been here, people are they're well respected, people know who they are. That's where you're going to kind of draw your inspiration from. So you'll search for the top performing post, find one or two that performed really well, and then you are going to go off and create it as your own post. I did this as a branded Canva graphic and they performed really, really well. I actually got, I think like around my first 10,000 followers is when I was really pushing this hard, and it definitely helped me reel in those first 10,000 followers. If you are not keen on motivational quotes, you can also take that motivational quote to help inspire maybe like the story side of what you're doing, like how you got into being a mental health coach. Like, did you have a really bad childhood and you want to tell people like the real you? You can really like lean into the emotional side when you post for Motivational Monday. But if that's not you as a person, you can totally go to Pinterest and Instagram and TikTok and find some popular quotes that have been used before and make them your own on a graphic or a reel or a carousel, whatever floats your boat, whatever kind of content you're comfortable with. The next content pillar is Tip Tuesday, which is another one of my favorites. Honestly, I feel like I'm going to go through all of these different content types and be like, oh yeah, this is my favorite. Tip Tuesday is just so easy for me because obviously, what is it? It's you giving a tip. Now, this is going to be an educational post that teaches your followers, your audience, something related to your industry. How can you find Tip Tuesday? So there's a couple different ways that you can do this. One, I've talked about this before, but if you go to answerthepublic.com, you type in your industry keyword, Answer the Public is going to show you all kinds of searches that are relevant to that search word that you gave them. You can also go to Google and just do a simple Google search. Like you could type in like maybe, let me think real quick. Maybe you're a graphic designer creator. So you go in and type graphic design tip for beginners. Kind of try to like be as specific as possible, because then your tips will be better and not just general generic tips. But if you were to type in graphic design tips for beginners on Google, obviously Google's going to give you the top searches and the top websites that have popped up for that search. You can also, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but when you go to type into Google, like right before you're finishing off the search that you're putting in, it will almost show you like other searches relevant to what you typed in. So if you were typing in that graphic design tips for beginners, but you saw like a better search query, then use that one instead. You want to lean into what is already working. Again, don't recreate the wheel here. So this could be tips on how to use your product or tips that relate to your service. Again, if you're a graphic design creator, then you're probably going to want to give tips that relate to your service. But if you are back to the mental health coach who's selling digital downloads on cracking the code of attachment, then obviously what you could do is find a tip that walks them through attachment, but then you're going to push your digital download as the call to action. You see where I'm going with that? So whatever you end up posting, you have to somehow tie that into your product or service so that you can sell, obviously. We want to make money here. I love to do carousels when it comes to really good tips. I know reels are, you know, they get the most traction, they're the most popular, but I just feel like sometimes I can't fit in all of the value that I want to put into the post on a reel. So that's where I'll use carousels. And what I've done in the past, and this is why I have a membership, by the way, is we create templates that we reuse over and over again. So this makes your content creation much easier because you're not having to redesign a carousel template every single week. You've already got, this is your Tip Tuesday carousel template, and you use it every single time. Now, in my Instagram membership, we drop new templates every 2 weeks, so you can always refresh what you've got going on, but we tend to keep them all kind of aligned as far as design goes, to where there's just like a few funky, maybe little updates, or maybe we're jumping on a trend. But at the end of the day, we've got templates in there that are tried and tested, and you can utilize them over and over and over again. So you're not wasting time designing, you're researching the topic that you want to teach on, you're putting that info in there, and then you're just posting away. Speaking of posting, we will get into your posting schedule in a little bit, like how to post, when to post, how many times. The next content pillar is Wednesday Wisdom. Now, this is the one that I talked about in the very beginning when I was listing out the content pillars. I told you guys Wednesday Wisdom is one of my favorites. Reason being is there's two ways I use Wednesday Wisdom. One is answer a frequently asked question. Super easy. Just think about what kind of questions your target audience is asking and how you can answer those, or two, share your wisdom on a hot topic that's going on right now. So let me break this down for you guys. So first is the FAQ. This could be as simple as two graphic carousel. So like the first slide is the question, why am I not growing on Instagram? And then the second slide would break down what the top three reasons why you're not growing on Instagram. So that's an idea. You could also do a reel, and like the hook for your reel is the question, and then you answer it as the video plays on. And then when it comes to sharing your wisdom on a trending topic, the reason I love this one so much is because I like to use the green screen effect for this. And the green screen effect on reels is very popular. It tends to perform really well for creators. So here's your homework for this episode. You guys know I always give you homework. Let's test you guys using the Wednesday Wisdom posting idea. What I want you to do is I want you to go to Google, type in your industry, or maybe type in what you do for a living or something related to your service, and then you're going to look at the news search. So you're going to find big headlines that relate to whatever is going on with you. So for example, let's say I am a social media coach. That's just the easiest for me. So I put that in, and what I see is that there may be a potential ban on TikTok. Okay, that is huge industry news. And there's a bunch of news outlets sharing about that. So what I'm gonna do is I will click on one of those news outlets. And then, you know, you're on your mobile phone. And typically when you're doing that, the headline is at the top. Potential ban on TikTok from United States, whatever it says. I'm gonna screenshot that, okay? Now I got a photo of the big headline that TikTok could be banned. Now I'm going to go back over to Instagram, and I'm going to act like I'm going to record a reel, and you're going to click on effects, and then you're going to search green screen effect. Once you do that, it shows you in the video, and then it says there's a little button at the bottom that says add media, and that's where you can add a video or a photo. So since I just took that screenshot of that headline, I'm going to add media, and I'm going to add that screenshot. So now in the reel, you're seeing my lovely face, and then behind me, I have this headline. Now, what you can do is you can take your two fingers and you can squeeze yourself, the video of yourself, down to where it's basically the majority of the video is going to be the headline, and then you're going to be in the bottom corner talking about it. And then you're going to give your input. So say I'm talking about the ban of TikTok, and then me down in the corner, I'm just going to talk about how I feel about it, what's going on, kind of like imagine you're a news reporter, really. I mean, that could be why I like this topic so much, is because I went to school to be a news anchor. But you get to sit there and, you know, be the industry expert and give your own advice and your own two cents on whatever's going on in the world. And it's engaging because it's got that background in the back. So the green screen effect works. People like to hear your take on things. It establishes you as the industry expert. And then it also just gives people another thing to think about. Like, it gives them a different way of thinking. So that's why this one is one of my favorite. It's easy to do. I would love if you guys tested out this type of content and sent me screenshots. You can DM them over to Social Marketing Queen or Call Her Creator and I'll save them. And I would love to like make a reel out of us using it and how it works. So that's your homework assignment, guys and girls. I've had a couple of reels pop off using Wednesday Wisdom. So I'm not just saying that, like, this is not, y'all know me, this ain't fluff. This is real deal results. So highly recommend trying the Wednesday Wisdom. If you pick any of these, try Wednesday Wisdom. The next content pillar I have for you guys, it's not as fun as the others, but it still helps you sell. And at the end of the day, what do we want to do? We want to make money. So you have to be able to share testimonials to your page. Now, there are ways to make testimonials fun. Gone are the days where you would, you know, put a little snippet as a graphic and post as a testimonial, because those just aren't engaging anymore. So what I like to do is, you could still have some templates, like Canva has some really good testimonial reels templates, and like they're still like video moving, the text could be moving on and off the screen. It's just a more engaging way to post about it. If you don't want to do that, there's a couple different ways you can do this. So that's one way, the Canva template. The other way is maybe you get that client or customer to record a little snippet of them talking about your product or service. That would be so cool, because one, you've got this real life testimonial, and two, it's human to human, and that just performs really well on social media. The third way you could do a testimonial is do a photo dump and tell us a story of how so-and-so was struggling with this. You did this, this, and this. You showed them this, this, and this, and you gave them this, this, and this, and now they're thriving with X. So you're telling them a story, and while they're reading this story, they're scrolling through your carousel. Now, another little update I just read about too. Carousels are up to 10 images, but I believe Instagram is either testing or they're rolling out 15 images versus the 10, which I'm super excited about, because when I'm trying to do my photo dumps of St. Thomas and my cruise, how am I supposed to pick 10 images out of that week-long vacation, you know? So 15 images, I'm happy about that. One little tidbit here too. We had a client at Influence Marketing Studio. She has a ton of reviews, but we were just getting almost like, we're almost exhausting them all by just posting. That's when we were doing like the graphic with maybe a one or two lines from the review, and then they could read more about it in the caption. They were just like becoming stale, I feel like. So that's when we pulled into the Canva templates. I wish I could show you guys my screen, but I can't. So if you want to know what this looks like, you can always DM me and say, hey, I was listening to you. You were talking about a testimonial reel. Can you show me an example? I might even have some on my Instagram page. I know I haven't shared them in a while. For me, if you are more adept in creating video, what I've seen work really good as a testimonial, I just actually posted one last night. You basically say something like, here's how we helped our client grow 5,000 followers in 90 days. Very specific, obviously, with what I had to say. And then I took the reel and I shared my screen on my computer. We did X, Y, Z. Here's our client now. Are you interested in the same results? Inquire to work with me. So you see, I kind of like told a story almost. I wasn't just a boring like, so-and-so says this about my services. Like, no, I want to be interactive, engaging, and I want to make someone feel excited when they read my review or my testimonial. Last tidbit there, if you don't have any reviews, you could always look at your tagged photos. Sometimes customers will tag you in things and you don't even realize it. You can also ask for user-generated content. So if you know someone that bought your product or service and they took pictures, maybe you're a realtor, you could ask them, can I show off some pictures of your home? If you're not a realtor and you just have some Google testimonials, if you really want to be lazy, guys, you could totally screenshot those and share them. But at the end of the day, like, they don't have to be fancy testimonials, but I do want them to be a part of your strategy because they help you sell. They help people trust you better. They help people see you as the industry expert, and then they obviously just show real life examples that will inspire someone to hire you, I promise. Okay, Friday. We're already to Friday. Friday is fun. That's why I like to call Friday Fun Fact Friday or Fun Friday. At the end of the day, I don't want you guys to be pigeonholed to these content pillars that I'm giving you. So that's why I'm like, okay, Friday needs to be more fun. So Friday is share a fun fact regarding your service or your product or something that relates to your industry. It could also be behind the scenes of your business. Like maybe someone on your team is really good at XYZ and you want to spotlight how they do XYZ, you could always do like a little background video. There's a trend actually that I've seen lately. I don't know if y'all have seen that reel where it's asking a question and then it's giving the two options and then there's two people from the team that are basically walking and choosing which side they want to be on. That's a really fun fact Friday, and it's a way for your audience to learn more about you and your business. So I think that's a really cool place to start. I actually want to do that with my girls. I just keep forgetting to do it. But yeah, share fun facts. This can be industry related or specific to your business. Maybe you tell them when you got started, how you got started. Maybe you tell them one of the biggest mistakes you made in your business and how it happened and what you did now. Any stories are really good to do. Tell your story. What happens in your business? We don't always get to see it. Obviously, we're seeing this polished, beautiful profile with all the stuff, you know, your highlight reel, but it's really nice to see your losses as well. Speaking of losses, I've noticed a couple creators lately, I think I've saw three in a row actually, share like the not so pretty side of Instagram. My friend Juan, I feel like he changed his username, but it was IG Creator Academy. He's such a special person, but he did a carousel. So he did a photo dump basically of him at home, on vacation, whatever, but he wrote a story on top of those pictures. So it was like a carousel that you could read. It wasn't just photos. And he talked about his struggles. He got really real with us. He talked about how he grew his page and then he couldn't sell his offer, which was like a membership at the time. So it was really cool as another creator, as someone else who runs a business and has a membership who also struggles with these same things sometimes. It was awesome to be able to relate to him and understand that, hey, he has struggles too. So if you're ready to be vulnerable, that would be a really good idea for you to post as well. I think Brock actually did one too the other day, and I was surprised at some of the losses that he, not losses so much, but like the negative side, I guess, of being a creator. It was just nice to see someone with his amount of followers and his cadence. He looks so happy to know that he also struggles too. So that is a really cool way to get behind the scenes. I think I just inspired myself to go do one myself. So by the time you guys hear this episode, I will probably have this posted on my profile. So just head over to Social Marketing Queen and you'll see like the unpretty side of Instagram. That's what I'll name the hook or something similar to that. All right, so we've got our content pillars in place, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now we need to know what kind of posting schedule should you do. So Later did a study and I'm so evil. They suggested posting 14 times a week. Now, if you just heard me say that and you're like, what the? Yeah, that's what I thought too. There is no need for you to have to post 14 times a week. That is a lot of posting. If you're a full-time content creator, it would make sense if you could keep up with that because that's basically two time posting twice a day, Monday through Sunday. That's what I do. It sounds crazy saying it out loud though, 14 times per week. But they've got a study on it that accounts that posted 14 times a week had more growth than accounts that posted like 3 to 5 times per week. Now, if you're just getting started or content creation is not your full-time gig, then I truly believe that posting 3 to 5 times per week is a good start. As long as it's quality content, those posts, like, they'll keep working for you as you sleep. So you could post a reel and it not even go off until 2 weeks from now. So that's the beauty of Instagram and probably TikTok too, but I don't really know the lifespan of a post over there. But, you know, if you can't keep up with posting twice a day, start with 3 to 5 times per week. But if you're like, Caitlin, I'm ready to go all in, then post at least once per day. That is my advice for you moving forward. If you can handle it, post once a day. And if you're really feeling froggy, do what Later says and post 14 times per week, which is twice a day. Story posting is a little different from posting on your feed. Story posting, I would show up on stories daily, but take 24-hour breaks every now and then. When you take a break, IG, and you come back, IG will push you back to the front of the line. So if you're someone that posts stories all the time, take a little break. Take a 24-hour break, let everything expire, and then come back. And when you do come back, come back with an engagement sticker or a poll sticker and ask your audience something so that you're there, baby, at the front of the line and people are clicking, the algorithm's going wild because they're seeing traction on your story. And so they keep pushing you to the front in front of your followers. Now, since I wrote this content, I did a little test on Instagram stories and I kind of went MIA for a week. Do I advise you to do that? Not particularly, but what I'll say is that when I came back, yes, I got a lot of traction on that first story that I got that I posted whenever I started posting again. But I also noticed that when I did not post every single day to stories, my stories got higher views because I was just very thoughtful and careful about what I posted. I made sure it was like truly valuable to my audience. So I think that also could have been a reason why my views were so high. I think posting every single day, maybe it gets a little mundane for your audience. So your story views obviously are going to go down. So if you want to test this out, if you're listening to me talk, I know I don't sound super confident in what I'm saying right now, but I did test it and it worked for me. Again, there was a lot of different things in play, but maybe next month for the month of April or the month of May, you try to only post stories when you are very intentional about what you have to post about. Make sure that it is true value to someone. Make sure that if it's a win that you're talking about, you explain more and don't just say like, oh, look, I got 3,500 new followers this week. Like, just bring value and education to your followers and just try it. See what happens for you. See if your views go up after doing that for 30 days. All right, guys, that is all I have for you today regarding your posting schedule. I hope that you will take these content pillars into consideration. I hope you will take the posting schedule into consideration and report back to me. I'm your teacher at this point, and I want to know if it's working, if it's not working, and maybe there's something we could tweak to help it perform better. So I won't know unless you talk to me about it. Now, if you are a fan of my podcast, please subscribe and download my episodes. That is how we gauge the success of Call Her Creator, is by my episode downloads. I also truly appreciate reviews, and that's another way we gauge success. So if you could leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts, that would be amazing. You might hear yourself shouted out on the next episode. So please think about doing that. I hope that I can continue to empower you guys with social media marketing and growing your business and making money doing what you love. That is why I'm here. So thank you so much for listening today. I will see you guys, or hear from you guys, next week. See ya.